Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Slow go to pick a jury.
There is virtually no one who has no opinion about Donald Trump.
Supreme Court hears Capitol attack obstruction case.
The law wasn't written for the obstruction of political meetings, should that matter?
Israel vows to respond.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The long process of picking a jury in former President Trump's hush money case is underway. CBS's Robert Costa has more on day one and on what's ahead.
During the proceedings, Trump appeared irritated at times and bored at others, even appearing to nod off at one point, but perked up as potential jurors entered the courtroom. Out of the first batch of 96 prospective jurors who were sworn in and questioned, more than half were excused, many after saying they could not be fair and impartial. Trump is accused of scheming to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels through his former lawyer Michael Cohen. Trump has denied both the affair and making the payments. The trial is likely to feature testimony from key witnesses, including Cohen and Daniels, along with former White House aide Hope Hicks.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
Throughout the day, Trump sent out a blizzard of fundraising appeals blasting the case and criticized the judge for not allowing him to attend a U.S. Supreme Court hearing next week on his presidential immunity claims.
The U.S. Supreme Court today considers the scope of a federal statute that's been used to prosecute some of those charged in the Capitol attack. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says it's been a fixture in many corporate fraud cases.
The issue for the Supreme Court is whether the government can use the statute that was originally designed for more of destroying documents, or whether the catch-all language of the statute that does say otherwise obstructing or impeding official proceedings would apply to the January 6th defendants.
A decision could impact Trump, who faces election interference charges. Overseas, there have been meetings in Israel to weigh the next move following Iran's drone and missile attacks. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's a key moment for the country's prime minister.
Netanyahu has met with his war cabinet, and Israeli military chief of staff Herzi Halevi says there will be a response.
We remain at our highest level of readiness. We will choose our response accordingly.
There is growing international pressure on Israel not to respond, and Iran says any retaliation will be met with a response from Tehran in a matter of seconds.
In Washington, House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving to help Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan by splitting a contentious foreign aid bill that passed the Senate into pieces.
It really was the will of my colleagues to vote on these measures independently and not have them all sandwiched together as the Senate had done.
Hardline conservatives have balked over aid to Ukraine. President Biden has been urging passage for weeks. The pilots union at American Airlines reports a spike in safety and maintenance-related problems at the carrier. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports it's telling members to be vigilant.
We're seeing the walls of the safety margin get squeezed in.
Union spokesman Captain Dennis Tasier.
So we're telling our pilots, slow down, take your time, and watch for these potential errors, because they're starting to increase across the system.
In a memo to its 16,000 pilots, the union listed a series of problematic trends, including tools left in wheel wells. The union noted there were no open maintenance actions at the time of discovery. Also of concern, APA says, an increasing number of collisions between aircraft being tugged or towed and pressure to return aircraft to service. In a statement, American says, our robust safety program is guided by our industry-leading safety management system. It includes a multitude of collaborative programs and regular touch points with the FAA and all of our unions to further bolster our strong safety record.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators block freeways and bridges in a handful of states.
From the river to the sea!
From the Brooklyn Bridge in New York to California's Golden Gate.
I'm sympathetic, and I understand the cause. I do. I just wish I'd have left 20 minutes earlier. I'd have missed all of this.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the weapons expert on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust, has been sentenced to prison in New Mexico. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the shooting death of a cinematographer. CBS's Elise Preston.
Despite her plea for leniency, the judge handed down the maximum 18-month prison sentence.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon.
The family of Gutierrez-Reed plans to appeal as Alec Baldwin prepares for his trial.
That's expected to take place this summer. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over the law proceed. Also in Washington, the latest on the impeachment proceedings against a member of the Biden cabinet.
11 impeachment managers are expected to walk from the House to the Senate to present articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The House voted to impeach Mayorkas in February for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Senators are expected to be sworn in for a potential trial Wednesday. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Video tells part of a shocking story at Nevada's Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Two men are seen damaging rock formations, throwing chunks of sandstone off an outcropping. Officials say the damage cannot be fixed. Well, it was a big night for the woman who intensified interest in college basketball at the WNBA draft on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Clark spoke with CBS Sports.
Once you actually see your name like on the board and the commissioner says your name and you get to enjoy it with your family, like it's a whole different feeling and just a lot of pride, like getting to share that with them and just thankful.
They lit the Olympic flame today in Greece. It'll go on an 11-day journey through the country before it's handed over to organizers of the Paris Summer Games for the rest of the long trip.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cicadas are surfacing in the South and Midwest.
Soon emerging from the soil, those red eyes and clear wings with black veins. Oh, and that noise. Which is expected to be in full swing by mid-May. University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension entomologist P.J. Leash.
See a grove of trees behind us with singing male cicadas.
That might be in the range of 70 to 80 decibels, which could be similar to a vacuum cleaner. But if you are really close, it could be more in the range of 90 to 100 decibels, which is really, really loud.
Experts say this year will be unique due to a rare emergence of cicadas that hasn't happened since the 1800s. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
On tax deadline day, President Biden released his records, paying a 23.7% rate on $619,976. His likely November opponent, Donald Trump, has insisted for years that his information should remain private. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.